8 middle schoolers are sitting around a large table in a conference room, spinning in their chairs and playing with their medals while they talk about their research work and engineering skills. At the beginning of the school year, Emma Galligan, Nathan Vandevort, Zachariah Lamry, Liam Kenneker, Robert Gathier, Jose Hernandez, Kate Circumello, and Quincy Lyons formed Team Toxic. The team joined the first LEGO League competition where teams from around the world have to build a robot out of LEGOs that can perform certain tasks, research a topic that is a real-world challenge, and work well together.
It teaches us how to work as a team, like maybe when you're older and you're working like in a corporate office and you have like a staff member, it teaches you how teamwork, and it also teaches you how to research different topics and support your research, back it up. And it also teaches you determination, hard work, and believing you can really achieve that goal.
That was 12-year-old Zachariah. He and the rest of the team worked for months collecting produce from local grocery stores and doing lab experiments with bacteria for this year's contest theme of food safety. 11-year-old Kate explains.
Quincy wanted to know if foods could be have something put on them or injected into them that would make them look fresher than they really are. So we did some research, and then we found out that there are waxes that are put on fruits and vegetables that make them look fresher.
The students discovered that bacteria gets trapped under the wax, so they tested out different washing methods, and they want to share the results.
We want to get this out to our community as the innovator solution that we should all wash our fruits and oranges and apples, everything properly so none of us get sick. Of course, no one wants to get sick.
Teachers at Sonoran Science Academy say the students showed great teamwork, and the students say they learned a lot while having fun. Team Toxic won regionals, then state, competing against 48 teams in Arizona. They will participate in the World Finals in St. Louis next April, where more than 80 teams from different countries will compete. Liam says Spain is the one to beat, so Spain, watch out. Here comes Team Toxic. I'm Fernanda Echavarri, Arizona Public Media.